Human rights activists in Pakistan are trying to reform that country's blasphemy law. The vaguely worded statute is intended to prevent citizens from defiling the name of the Prophet Muhammad. Activists say it inflames religious sentiments and sanctions hate crimes. Pakistan's influential religious parties call the law essential to Pakistan's Islamic identity. Miranda Kennedy went to Islamabad, and she filed this report.
A year ago, 27-year-old Samuel Mazi, a Christian laborer, piled up a stack of newspapers against the side of a local mosque. He intended to sell them for recycling. Instead, they cost him his life. The mosque prayer leader accused him of defacing the mosque and had him thrown in jail under the blasphemy law after a crowd of protesters gathered outside his house and beat him. The blow that killed him came later from a policeman who was supposed to be guarding him in his hospital bed. Najim Sethi, editor of the Daily Times newspaper in Lahore, says the law's vague definition of blasphemy is an invitation for false accusations, which are often based more on personal vendetta than serious religious offense. Mazi is just the most recent example.
A landlord doesn't like a laborer. A Muslim doesn't like the local Christian sweeper. Suddenly, the Muslim will go to the police station and say, "I saw this man tearing a page from the Holy Quran." Really? Arrest him. The mobs will march to the poor fellow's house, arrest him and put him behind bars. Tomorrow you learn that they have a property dispute, and so the Muslim has decided that the Christian must be put behind bars.
Many believe Mazi was a victim of Pakistan's blasphemy law because he was a member of Pakistan's tiny Christian minority. But while it's easier to invent a case against a non-Muslim, some 70% of those charged under the blasphemy law are Muslim. Blasphemy is punishable by death in Pakistan, and although no one convicted of the offense has been executed by the state, religious zealots often take the law into their own hands. Last year, a professor charged with blasphemy was gunned down near the Lahore High Court soon after he was released on bail. But supporters of the law insist that it actually protects those who commit blasphemy from religious zealots.
It is better way to have a court procedure to channelize the sentiments in the legal way. So it is just to protect him.
Fareed Ahmed Paracha is a member of parliament with the MMA, a coalition of six religious parties and the government.
We think that there is no need for any change in the blasphemy laws, as we think that not any parliament can change any law which is given by the divine.
The head of the MMA recently called attempts to change the blasphemy law a Jewish conspiracy to take over Pakistan. Ridiculous as that may sound, his party holds a lot of weight these days. They have managed to convince Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf to go back on his promise to reform the blasphemy law. 4 years after coming to office, he continues to make the same promises. Activists like Saeed Shamsuddin of the Human Rights Commission of Pakistan have stopped believing him.
But I think there is a lack of political will by this government. These are just lip services, just to show the world community that we are trying to amend these laws. But I think they are not serious. This government is not serious. This is just to show the world that we are for the protection of human rights, for minorities.
Najim Sethi agrees. He's always worried that something offensive will somehow get printed in his newspaper and he will become a target of the blasphemy law.
This is a law that is a millstone around our necks, and no one has the courage to amend this law and make it more reasonable. It is inconceivable that in a Muslim country, any Muslim would ever abuse the Prophet. It is inconceivable. However, if you're insane or you're mentally unsound, you are capable of saying anything or doing anything. But in that case, the law should not apply to you. So we are faced with a draconian law that is everyone's worst nightmare.
And according to Amnesty International, that nightmare has actually become more frequent in Musharraf's Pakistan. They say that the number of registered cases of blasphemy has skyrocketed. There were 58 cases from Pakistan's founding in 1947 to 1999. There were 141 cases in the last 3 years. For NPR News, I'm Miranda Kennedy.